At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Huntington Town Supervisor Chad Lupinacci. It's Anna and Raven, Walk 97.5. Chad, let's start with the first question. Big downtown scene. Is everybody behaving?
Yes, I think there's a lot of excitement to be out again. So we're just making sure that we reinforce the rules of social distancing, make sure you're wearing your masks while in public, reminding people to take the proactive measures that they've been following for the past few months.
You know, it's funny. We've been walking around, right? We see the regulations everywhere. And I would think that for the most part, the high percentage of us have been hyper alert to all these things for a long time. But it's amazing how quickly we forget. You get out in the sunshine, the temperatures are a little bit warmer, you run into somebody you haven't seen, you have a conversation with a stranger, and all of a sudden, like, we're crazy.
We forgot.
I can't help myself. I've been guilty of this too. Like, you just forget for a second.
Right. Well, it's easily forgotten, especially like you said, the nice weather, the sunshine, the past few days. And then I think people are so excited to be out, and there's like pent up frustration and pressure because they've been inside for so long. That's why we make sure that our public safety officers, and we work along with our police department to make sure that these types of rules are reinforced so people don't forget them. Because even though, you know, people think when they're out in the sunshine and the warmer weather, the virus might not spread, we've seen, though, the numbers increase in the southern and western states. So that's not always totally true in terms of the spread of the virus.
And a lot of the smaller businesses starting to open up curbside. What's been your feedback from them about how things have been getting back on their feet?
Yes, slowly but surely things have been going forward, and I think things have been successful. And we're working along to make sure that the sidewalks could be used by the retails and the restaurants, and that new protocols are done safely. Because we want businesses to go back to making money and serving their customers. We just want to make sure it's done in a safe way that conforms with our local rules and regulations.
Yeah, we have that studio at the Paramount. A lot of artists have been able to be performing outside, which is great. So I guess this is like a double kind of question. Is one, how are we going to bring entertainment back inside? What's the plan for that? And two, with Nassau Coliseum and their big news over the last couple of days, do you think that's going to impact the Paramount and just basically
in
general? Right.
Well, I think the Paramount has such a huge following that they will have their certain niche and they'll always be very popular. In terms of when things will be able to go back to normal, a lot of it depends on the guidance from the state. Even though crowds right now aren't supposed to be greater than 10, probably by phase 3, the state said they're going to increase them to 25. So until you see those large venue gatherings, it'll probably be several months as long as things maintain and the numbers continue to decline like they have been. But people need to make sure that they follow the rules right now. But I think the Paramount and a lot of the restaurants and bars, entertainment, the culture, we have the Heckscher Museum, beautiful parks, beaches, they'll always be a special place for people to go to, and they'll continue to be popular.
Well, it seems like people are ramping up ready and quick now in the area. Business-wise, even if you're on the next phase or whatever, I think people are realizing that these things could actually get moved up as we see more and more good information. So that's good to know.
If we behave.
Right. Well, right. We got to behave ourselves or else.
Exactly. As long as you're following the rules and things continue to do, we'll get there faster, which would be great. And we're reminding our residents, in case of any questions that you have in terms of business openings or what the town could do to assist you, our website is huntingtonny.gov/reopening. All the forms are there. You can electronically submit them. And our staff, you could always call Town Hall 631-351-3000 to be connected to staff in case you have any questions.
Chad, one last question. How's parking been? And then I'll leave you alone. Just tell me the truth. Parking all right?
Be real, man.
Yeah.
Be real.
Right now, it's been fine over the past few months because the curbside has been working out for the pickup for the restaurants. And even with the slow reopening over the past few weeks, it's been fine, too. So there is plenty of parking in Huntington, and we want to make sure those people are coming down and using those spaces because that means the businesses and the restaurants are going to be used and continue to be popular.
Huntington Supervisor Chad Lupinacci. Chad, thank you for taking the time. We appreciate
it. No problem. Anytime. Thanks for having me on. Enjoy the rest of the day.